I say this every time we've got one of these mass shootings. This just doesn't happen in other countries.
Yeah, set aside the irony that President Obama made that statement while standing in Paris just about 2 weeks after a mass shooting terrorist attack in that city took the lives of over 100 people. There is one thing that's true about what President Obama said. It's right at the very beginning of the statement.
I say this every time we've got one of these mass shootings.
Yes, that is true. He says this every time we have a mass shooting. But is it true and is it relevant? Let's talk to John Lott. He's president of Crime Prevention Research Center and author of the famous book, More Guns, Less Crime. John Lott, is this messing with statistics? Because I've seen some analysis that says, yeah, if you go back to 1965, no one in the world touches the U.S. With regard to mass shootings. If you go to 2009 and look at the Obama presidency, up until this last year, actually, we were ranked something like 30th in the world when you adjust for population. What are the real numbers here? John Lott? All right, we'll try to reconnect with John Lott. But this is what's so frustrating about this, Brian Wilson, is that, you know, you can look at any number of statistics and come up with a fact based on what you're trying to glean.
Well, and
when you say we have more mass shootings in America than a country like France or like Italy, well, you know what? We're also about 10 times the size of a country like that. A lot of times they're not adjusting for population.
There are lies, there are damn lies, and then there are statistics. And statistics can be manipulated any way you want to make them. But in this particular case, I think those who oppose the Second Amendment and gun rights look for, you know, a sort of a selective interpretation of data. And I think that John, the one thing that I love about John is he just sort of cuts through all that.
Yeah. I wonder, though, and I don't want to be too provocative here, but when I hear someone say, well, we have more mass shootings in this country than any other country in the world, I think to myself, okay, well, what's the relevance of that, really? I mean, let's really think about that. Even if it's true, how is that relevant to, well, first of all, to the people who were killed yesterday? Doesn't matter to them whether you have one mass shooting or 100 mass shootings in a year. Doesn't make too much difference to the victims of that one mass shooting, number one.
Right.
But number two, you know what? There are a lot of things that we have more of here in this country than any other country in the world. We have a lot more freedoms in this country. We have a lot more liberties in this country. We have rights that are protected by our Constitution that are not protected in other countries. Are we willing to compare ourselves to other countries with that regard? We have an economy that is unmeasured for any other country in the world. I don't know why there's political gain in bringing out one thing, this mass shooting thing, and saying, well, we've got to do something to change this, even if it means changing our basic rights.
And the other thing is what they consider to be a mass shooting. In many cases, for example, if there's a drive-by shooting on the south side of Chicago, and several people are killed, they consider that a mass shooting. That's very different than what happened yesterday in San Bernardino.
John Lott, we're talking about how they come up with these statistics and these numbers. U.S. Leads the world. Shed some light on this.
Right. Well, the first study that you're pointing to, the author has refused to share his study with any other academics. So
this is the one that goes back to 1965, John Lott?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just very dubious of it. I mean, the problem that you have with a lot of these, and I just there was just a study that the Wall Street Journal had published a little while ago talking about it. And the problem is that they missed a lot of cases from other countries in terms of these mass public shootings. And I know just if you look at the period of time from 2009 up until now, just Europe versus the United States, we rank 9th in terms of the frequency of these attacks and 8th in terms of the fatalities. And the thing is, you're not going to get news stories in English all the time of mass shootings in other countries, particularly when you start going back further in years. And you got to, when I did it, it took essentially hundreds of hours, as well as hiring people that were fluent in other languages to try to go and ferret out those news stories. And if you don't do that, and the problem is, you get all the U.S. cases, but you don't get all the other cases from the other countries, and it makes the United States look much worse relative to those other countries than it actually is.
Yeah, fair enough. And what about what do they characterize as a mass shooting?
Right. Well, I guess, the way I've done it is the way the FBI has characterized this, which you look at people, four more people are killed in a public place that's not related to some other crime like a gang fight over drug turf.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people, I guess, want to go and exclude terrorist-type events. The problem is, you know, they don't exclude things like the first Fort Hood shooting in that. you know, because that's characterized, they say, as workplace violence as opposed to a terrorist attack. Yeah. And so, and it's hard in many of these cases to know 100% for sure what's going on in terms of motive because the people die in the attack.
Dr. Lott, we have to leave. I'm so sorry to cut you up, but we had trouble connecting with you, and we're out of time here. But thank you so much for joining us. Again, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of the famous book, More Guns, Less Crime. It's 6:43 on WMAL.
Is your family growing?